Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the crew of the Cosmic Orca podcast.
Woo!
A Traveler 2E podcast, to be precise. So, last we left off, they got their spaceship that's currently undergoing repairs. And I'm just going to have everyone go around the table. They're actually in the exact same order they were in last time, so it's going to be pretty straightforward here. Emily, go ahead and introduce yourself and your character.
Yes, I'm Emily. I'm playing Astrid, the scout dropout turned scavenger drifter. Hello.
Anything interesting you want to say about Astrid currently, or are we...
We're still discovering. Yeah,
still journey of self-discovery.
She is still bitter from
she's
being kicked
out.
She's
not a Southern Belle.
She's not a Southern Belle.
Okay. We'll retcon that with this.
It's a definitive rather than a question now.
She's not. Will never be a Southern Belle.
Fair enough. My name is Richard, and I play Commander Kaelin Vess.
Ooh. Yes, he is Commander.
Anything. Anything you're discovering about Kaelin as time goes on?
I'm getting too old for this shit, but I can't get enough.
Very nice.
There you go. My name's Trey. I play Esquire Cumberbatch, a.k.a. Squid. Squid, trying not to make him too sarcastic, but he keeps going that way.
A sarcastic broker. We love to see it.
He does fit the mold.
A little bit.
Nice. And I'm Paul, and I play Aster Tillian III. And something interesting about Aster is that he's maintained his college romance and still is with his significant other, and we may see more about that.
I love it.
Spicy.
Maybe even sooner than you guys think. So... We're going to cut back to essentially right after you guys got to the hostel in the Traveler's Aid Society. You guys are in the process of cleaning up when Aster, you remember, suddenly out of the blue, the ether, you remember the whole reason why you guys were coming here was actually to meet back up with your romantic partner that happened during character creation. Which I believe you said his name was Rami Gutierrez.
That's correct.
All right. So.
Ramen.
Yeah.
It's not going away.
So, while you are cleaning up, you remember that. You had a pretty hectic kind of time, though. Like, you were supposed to be coming in on a mercenary ship. You weren't supposed to be coming in on a ship you guys just now have. So it just kind of slipped your mind that you were here, but while you're shaving off your scraggly, poorly grown beard, you remember that. So once you finish cleaning up, what would you like to do?
Yes, no, we're at the hostel, and you see Aster emerge from the community restrooms with his high-collared beige turtleneck perfectly set, his blonde hair in a nice coif, and I saunter over to the group and say, "So... recall that we are here to reconnoiter with Rami from his ambassador conference. That was the whole point, that you made us go along with those mercenaries on that stupid journey. But we got a ship anyway. But no, this is that planet."
This is that planet?
Yes, this is that planet. That's why we chose this. When you mapped in the astrolegation... Is that the word? Astrolegation.
Astrogation? We astrogated here?
We astrogated here, Astrid. Mm-hmm. And it was so that we could meet with Rami on this planet.
We get to meet him?
I mean, yes. I'm a little shy about it.
I'm so excited.
Shy? Have you never met him before?
No, I'm a little bit shy of the three of you meeting him because you're a little bit of...
You couldn't shut up about him on their week-long trip here.
It's true. But no, we're here to find him, and so finish cleaning yourselves up, and then we must get to I believe it's the capital city.
All right.
Catch a shuttle. We got to get there.
Will you all stop talking?
Astrid dusts her shoulders off, and says, "I'm ready to go."
All right. Is everyone wanting to go, or are you just going to sleep on the shuttle?
No, Squid rolls over and... This like in stark contrast, Aster is like completely disheveled and kind of ruffles his hair a bit and says, "Okay, like sleepy eyed, let's get going."
All right, So you guys are all relatively cleaned up at this point. We'll say you've had a full day to rest. You send a communique off to Rami or Rami to let him know that you're here. So he is waiting for you. So you guys head to where the shuttle service would be. Currently, the shuttles that normally would ferry back and forth to the planet, they aren't not out of service. They're just not there yet. It's going to be about 2 hours before another shuttle shows up. God. But like before, there's always other people that are willing to go to planetside. Though, Astrid, I would like for you to make an intelligence plus the number of terms you were a scout roll, please.
Okay. Nine.
Okay, that's, the difficulty for that was going to be six. So you more than succeeded that. You remember when you guys were flying the ship in, that you saw a scout ship there that had the name Jesse Christine drawn on the side, or was the name of the ship was Jesse Christine. And you remembered hearing about a ship called the Jesse Christine. It was an older scout ship that got auctioned off, basically, because it was an older one. They were running out of service, so they auctioned it. And someone, you don't know who purchased it, but the scout service didn't just give their ships to anyone. It was typically some kind of prestige to get to those auctions when they would rotate the ships out of service. So,
So my interest is piqued.
Your interest is piqued. So, do you want to try and find the owner?
Yes.
Okay. And we'll say because you succeeded that role with an effect of three, basically, it's actually pretty easy to find the name of who was in there because that stuff is public knowledge and people are docking like that. So people actually do know where your names are because you just publicly docked. You didn't get a private dock or anything.
Okay.
And you do notice, and this is true just of how the scouting career worked, that it is just one person on the ship. Mm-hmm. And you would remember that from your time in the scouts that you were on your own quite often in one of these ships.
Perfect.
The owner of the ship, his name is Raoul Panther III.
Raoul Panther III. Okay. Yes. Does that ring a bell?
It kind of does. Unfortunately, your role wasn't quite high enough. So he may have been a former scout, or he may have just been a dude that, you know, happened to like scout ships and he bought that one.
Okay. So he might be a rich dude.
Could be.
Okay.
And it tells you where he's at. It doesn't tell you like specific. It's kind of like a hotel thing, right? He don't tell you exactly the rooms that they're in, but you are able to send him like a communication if you want to have him come meet you guys or something like that.
I mean, I'd be interested, especially if he is currently in the scouts and if he's higher up in the scouts, maybe he can pull some strings and get me back in.
Then you leave the adventuring
right
back into the curve. Go back to your full-time job.
See you in 4 years. So you send like a message like, hey, I'm interested in talking to you. And do you want to put down where you are, or do you just send like a...
I'll just send a message and see if he responds.
All right, you get a message back about 2 minutes later, and it just says, just go to where... He says the docking bay is at. Just go to docking bay 10. That's all it says.
Okay.
And it's a text message.
Hey, gang. Do you want to go meet this potential scout guy in bay 10?
Is this the captain of the Jesse Christine?
Yes. How do you know?
Well, you were mumbling about it under your breath. So I'm done.
You get this faraway look in your face when you find a scouting ship and you were like, the Jesse Christine.
Yes. I'm really not liking how well you guys are getting to know me.
You spend a lot of time with somebody and you pick up a few things.
You spend a week going stir crazy with someone that changes perspective.
It's only so many times you can play 20 questions.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Are there any questions left?
Yes, to Dock 10.
All right. So you guys head there. And it's on your way there. You guys get stopped by a droid, a parcel service droid. And he's got a package for each of you.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So for the two of you, it is care packages from your family. Because of your social standing.
I have a family.
Yeah. So for the case of you inside, your care package is a unbelievably heavy trench coat.
Yes.
So that is now on your character sheet officially. You know, you already wrote it down, but you've got that. And yours is the suit.
Excellent. I'm happy to have it, but
Yeah. And then in your case, your care package.
My pension.
Is from the Navy.
It has to be my pension.
It is not your pension.
Son of a bitch. It's ungrateful.
It's actually just, it's effectively a gift card. but it is a gift card. Basically, it's a get a free set of, you have to go to a naval shipyard and you're able to get some combat armor.
Ooh.
I look at this gift card. I'm like, well, it's not a pension, but. I guess it's fine.
Is that a gift card to Space Target?
I'm secretly so excited. What?
Is that a gift card to Space Target?
No. Scout, get.
And then in your case, it is a gift from Raimi, and it is a jacket. It's the jacket that we wrote on your character sheet.
Oh, yes. Take note, everyone. Where we're going, you might need to dress a little nicer. So, you know, I put on my cloth jacket over my turtleneck. It's the perfect beige on darker beige.
And your package also did come with a cloth trench coat as well, too. The same kind that Astrid had. It's all naveled up.
Oh.
So it's a little bit more dressy.
Okay.
Yours is still fancy, too. They're just dressy and for different contexts. Like, it has, like, your rank, you know, insignia, like in the epaulettes on the sides and everything. So it's a naval dress coat, basically, that just happens to be armor as well.
You really look the part, Commander.
Thanks.
So you guys make it after that little non-shopping spree happens there. You guys make it to the...
Can we walk in slow motion into Bay 10?
Absolutely. Yes. Everything else is moving around you.
What does your character look like in slow motion?
A trench coat blowing in the wind.
Blowing in the AC.
We walk right under the vent as we walk in. Mm-hmm. So.
What does her hair look like?
I've got some short blonde hair, dirty blonde hair. Got a scowl, but a little spark of a smile because I'm having fun, but I don't want anyone to know.
Right. So you guys get there and you can see the Jesse Christine. It is just there. You would recognize it. It is an older model scout ship. It's probably easily a 100-year-old model of the ship. They keep them in service a long time, and they still work even longer after they're out of service regardless. But there's no one else present at the moment. So clearly he just hasn't gotten up to go to where you guys are yet because you don't know what he was doing. So you're waiting about 5 minutes, starting to wonder if maybe it's going to be faster just to go wait for a shuttle to come back than just to wait for this guy. And then you see the doors open that come into the docking bay. And you actually see two people come in. Well, you see one person and you see his robot with him as well. So the way Raoul Panther is wearing a long sleeve button down shirt with the sleeves rolled up. He has a bandana on. He is wearing aviator sunglasses and he also has a vest on over the shirt, all black. His pants are black. His boots are black. Everything.
Like a pirate?
Not like a pirate.
Okay.
He also has cuffs on, just like a leather cuff on one arm and like a wrist cuff on the other one that's made of cloth.
Is he hot?
Yeah, he's pretty good looking.
Oh.
as much as you can tell on his face, because he is wearing aviator sunglasses.
Sure.
I mean, okay.
Highly reflective? Can we see ourselves in them?
Yeah. It's basically, he's wearing mirrors on his eyes.
You said his companion is a droid?
Is a robot, yes. The robot is wearing a blue jumpsuit, and its face is just kind of like locked in, like it doesn't have an articulating mouth.
Sure.
Which doesn't matter, it's a robot. It has a vocoder of some kind out there, but it is clearly on its own, like he's not controlling it. The robot is just coming with him.
And it's got a blue jumpsuit on.
That's really cute. Kind of Michael Myers-like. Coveralls. Actually, that's the right word is coveralls. But
are they greasy or clean? Like, does he look like
he's clean? They're clean.
Okay.
Wow.
Are you Panther?
Yep. Names are all Panther the Third.
Well, nice to meet you. I'm Astrid.
Hello, Astrid. What's the rest of your crew here?
Well, this is Aster.
Pleasure to meet you.
Hello, Astrid.
This is Squid.
Nice to meet you.
Nice name, Squid.
And this is Commander Kalen.
Nice bandana.
Greetings, Command. Thank you very much.
I noticed your ship and was curious if you happened to be a scout.
No, it wasn't a scout. I just happened to like the way the ship looked and I liked its history. It's one of the last of the V8s.
Yes, I'm aware. these ships fly beautifully.
Yes, they do. Anyway, you wanted to meet me. Was just to talk about me buying a scout ship off of an auction?
Basically, but also, would you be able to give us a tour of the ship?
Tour the,
Can I sit in the cockpit?
Sure.
And we'd also, if it's not too much trouble, we've been waiting for the shuttle service for almost 2 hours now, and we wondered if you would be heading the capital's way, or if we could...
Oh, hell yeah. I
trade
can,
you for that.
Nah, I can just take you guys down there. It's not that far of a trip.
Wow.
Perfect.
Speaking my language.
Oh, well, thank you. I smack him on the shoulder and start heading into the ship.
He just looks at his shoulder kind of weird and he just goes onto the ship.
Commander can be a little aggressive.
Ship. They're 100-ton ships, so they're very small. Like, they're the smallest spacecraft ships you can get. And there's just kind of a couple there, and because they're designed to be flown by one, there are like some crew quarters. There's some places you guys will be able to sit while the ship flies down. But yeah, he takes you guys right to the bridge, though. And he's like, all right, Astrid, if you want to sit in the pilot seat, go for it.
Don't mind if I do. I squeeze past him and get right into the seat and go, just like home.
While they're doing this, can I pull Commander Kalen to the side, just back out of immediate ears reach?
So like in a ship like this, like the ship you guys have, it's all open, like that kind of thing. This one, the bridge is like a separate room.
Commander, that was a little too easy, if you ask me. It's not every day that someone just says, yes, of course, I'll ferry you wherever you'd like. So I would keep an eye open. I don't trust this.
Anyone who wears mirrors on their eyes and a bandana, they're not dangerous. I guarantee you.
Really?
I'm not worried about this.
All right. Don't say I didn't warn you. All right, let's see how Astrid's handling herself.
I'm just gushing about my one term in the scouts and how much I miss it.
I had like two or three terms in the scouts, I thought.
I have one.
Interesting.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure you had like three.
Yeah.
Because remember, you are 34. You only had one term as a drifter.
Right.
From 30 to 34.
Yeah. So you had three terms in the scouts.
Okay. Well, I was reminiscing on my three terms in the scouts.
It's 12 years. That's a long time. Yeah.
Because remember, it became Crazy Mail Lady.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So I'm just talking to no one or anyone who's listening about the good old days.
Ral's listening. You don't know how hard he's listening to what you're saying, but he's there. His robot's also there. You're not entirely sure what the robot's doing. Well, the robot's punching stuff in like in a keyboard. After you're done gushing about your terms in the scouts, and Rao looks at him, he's like, well, would you like to, do you just want to fly the ship down to the planet?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I would love to.
Okay. Kilroy, go ahead and just charter the course.
Wait, Astrid's driving?
Yes.
She's sitting in the pilot seat.
All right, I'll go to Astrid. Now you got something to worry about.
Now I think it'll be fine.
Okay, so while I'm piloting the ship, I'm guessing he's still there?
Yeah, Raul doesn't leave the bridge. So does Kilroy. Kilroy stays on there, too.
So I ask him, so what brings you here? Why are you here?
Well, I like to travel around a little bit. My crew is on our main ship, but I like to take this out from time to time and just go exploring on my own, and eventually I go back after a while.
Wow, that sounds like my dream life.
I mean, you are in outer space, and do you guys not have your own ship?
Well, we found one, and we're currently getting it fixed.
Okay, that's fair.
What kind of ship's your main ship?
Our main ship? Well, it's just custom Daedalus class. Call it a Skyhammer.
The Skyhammer?
Mm-hmm.
And what does your crew do in the Skyhammer?
Well, primarily we play music, but...
Go on.
I don't want to talk about that right now.
So you're a musician?
I dabble.
It's a lot.
Is it like a cruise ship?
No.
Galaxy's an awfully big place to be a traveling musician.
It's yeah, very interesting. That's honestly what makes it great. It's
that's
a
fair.
New locale every single week.
That's fair.
So it's a band van. I go to Aster. How intimidating.
Yes, well, I look out the window at the beautiful planet as we descend.
Yep.
I'm just starstruck. I'm just green with envy.
All right. So, yeah, you fly the ship. No problem. I'm not going to make you roll for that. You're too locked in the enjoyment of flying a scout ship again to think about anything else. And yeah, you land on there's a docking pad on the planet. That's just for you guys. And then from there, when you land the ship, Raoul looks at you because you're the one that was piloting. It's like, so how long are you guys planning on being here?
I'm not sure. We're just trying to rendezvous. I mean,
yeah, as long as the ship takes to repair, I guess.
Well, I mean, how long are you going to be planet side? Are you planning on going back to the station like today? You're going to go back, you know, in a couple of days, like just that way I know what to do.
Well, you're offering us a ride back too?
If you need it.
What are you doing? What are your plans?
I mean, I'm just getting some R&R in before I go back to the Skyhammer.
When are you headed back to the Skyhammer?
In a few more days, probably.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, as of now, we're staying at the hostel. So why don't we check back in with you in a few hours and we'll see. And then we'll know more at that point. Because I don't know what Rami's plans are if the conference is finished, because our plans got derailed. So,
yeah.
Message you or we'll come back.
Yeah, come on out of his way here for a bit. He gives you a communications number or whatever, so you're able to calm him in directly. And yeah, so he's like, I'll just wait here for you guys then. And I'll probably get some shopping done while I'm down here. I actually been down planet side in a couple weeks. So
cool.
On any planet side, I've just been in space for a while. So might just go take in some fresh air.
Indeed. Oh. Much appreciated. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very
You're welcome.
Much.
Thanks, Bandana. I smack him on the shoulder again.
Thank you so much. This really was a pleasure for me.
I can tell.
I skip off the ship.
Okay.
I'll turn to Tim and say, Panther, we'll buy you a drink sometime while we're down here to pay you back.
All right, yeah. You guys find a good pub, just or find a good bar, just send it my way.
Will do.
Okay. All right, so you guys are planet side. Raoul is staying behind for the time being, just to make sure his ship's like all locked up and everything and whatever that is. So you know where to go. Raimi gave you the directions, so you're able to get to the ambassador or the embassy without much issue. So you guys can just take like a cab there. We'll say it's free. And
wow, free public transportation. Can't wait to meet Raimi.
So you guys get there, and what do you want to do? Do you want to go into the embassy? Do you want to try to get into the embassy?
I'll approach the front desk.
Okay. So there's, yeah. So the entrance in, so it's kind of like cordoned off. Like there's an atrium that you guys go into first before you actually get into the embassy itself. There are guards. They don't stop you because you don't look suspicious at this point in time. So they let you in. But when you get into the atrium area, it is much more heavily guarded on the inside than it was on the outside. So, which makes sense. It's an embassy. So yeah, you approach the front desk. It's just a kind of like an early 20-something young lady sitting behind the desk. And she looks up and she's like, oh, yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Greetings. We are here to see Ambassador Gutierrez. I believe we've been expected.
Oh, yeah. Are you Aster Tillingen?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. And then she pushes some buttons on her holographic keyboard display thing. And then a couple of guards show up. It's like, just follow Ted and Lasso over here. And they'll take
nice.
You. They'll take you to where you need to be.
Perfect. Here we go.
Can we come?
Of course, please.
Oh, my God.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, the invitation was for and guests because he knew you were coming with
an ambassador. Aster, get out of here! Wow. Look at you.
Yes.
That's awesome.
No, he was in the interplanetary communications track at university.
Okay,
so this is where he ended up, and I went to the sciences, and then you know the story with how that turned out. But he had a glowing career. So,
wow,
you're making
this
the best
nice.
Of where you're at. I think you're doing all right.
I think we're having a wonderful time.
We're here to see an ambassador, getting escorted, no less, by security.
And we have the Cosmic Orca. He's going to be delighted and ask us all about it, I'm sure.
Hopefully
we'll get the chance to show it to him.
Yes.
So Ted and Lasso, they take you to the... I panicked, okay?
it's spelled L-A-S-S-E-A-U.
Yes.
Lasso.
Lasso.
So they take you to like a waiting, like a sitting area. There's, you know, some food and drinks kind of set up under the side for you guys while you're waiting. Nothing alcoholic, unfortunately, but you got to keep people from getting too rowdy.
Ted, it's still sparkling.
Yeah, right.
I take one and put my pinky out.
All right.
I take one as well and pull out a small flask before I hand it to the commander.
Oh my God. Love this.
So yeah, you guys
are party, right?
So yeah, you guys are just kind of in here. Ted says probably about another 10 minutes, and then Raimi should be here after that. So make yourselves comfortable, and we'll just go from there.
Thank you, Ted and Lasso.
Lasso.
Yep. And they go outside. They don't like leave. Like they leave the room, but they are just staying out in front of the door.
An intent to escort us when we leave, or just because that's their new post now?
Bit of both. They're just posted there because you guys are in there, and then when you guys leave, they're going to escort, mostly because of Raimi at that point.
That's
why they're going to escort you out.
As we were coming in, was there any sort of... Since we were basically stuck in jump drive for like over a week, you know, was there any sort of change in the political climate? Like, did the embassy feel tense? Was there...
No, it seems fairly relaxed right now. So as far as you know...
Things are all right.
Everything's fine. There was no news of anything.
Because if I, you know, just turning to the group, if you recall, we still don't know what happened to our mercenary ship. It's not every day that giant basketball ships just blow up and fall to the planet.
That's true.
That's, yeah.
So
we absolutely need to get that box inspected
as soon as indeed.
Which one of us has that?
It's on the ship.
It's on the ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's back on the Orca, so you guys will have to, you'll be fine at the end of the day, though.
Okey but these dokey. Biscuits are delightful, so please tuck in.
I put a couple biscuits in my trench coat.
Okay. Yeah, plenty of those.
That'll be important for later.
All right, so 10 minutes go by, and you guys just chit-chat, you know, idly. You know, you're kind of, you guys are running out of stuff to talk about, though, after all the time you've been spending together.
You guys want to play 20 questions?
When you guys,
here we go. When here you guys, we go.
When is the answer rifle?
Scouts.
<Dang it. laughs>
When you guys hear a knock on the door, and then the door opens, and describe Raimi, please.
Yeah, so Raimi is, he has beautiful tan complexion and tight curls close to his head, a wide smile, for as much as Aster can be a little bit stuffy. Raimi is outgoing and energetic and very much the life of the party. You can tell he does wonderful work with his ambassador. He's a people's person. He's a little shorter. He's maybe 5'7" to Aster's 6 foot. So, yes, a small but mighty little man.
What would you like to do when the door opens?
I will greet him with a warm hug and say, Raimi, we've been through so much. It's a pleasure to see you.
It's so good to see you again. Your friends.
Yes, I must tell you, we've gotten rather close. This is Esquire Cumberbatch. He goes by Squid.
Pleasure to meet you, Ambassador.
Pleasure to meet you, Squid.
And then we have Commander Kaelin.
I reach out to shake his hand.
Shake your hand.
Excellent meeting you, Raimi.
Nice meeting
heard
you
so much about
commander.
You.
Yes, and you remember this is the commander that I met a long time ago. We go way back.
Commander
and same thing,
Vest.
Esquire and I also have been at an auction or two, and Astrid is my newest friend, but she can pilot her way out of anything. And this is Astrid.
I reach out to shake his hand. It's so great to meet you.
He shakes
heard
your
a
hand
lot
as well.
About you.
Pleasure to meet you as well, Astrid. Does that get confusing for the two of you?
No, not at all.
Surprisingly not.
Yeah. Interesting.
For us, a little.
a little.
I haven't noticed any issue at all.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, how did you get here?
Like, so we found a derelict ship.
Oh, that's exciting.
And surprisingly, it had enough energy that we were able to jump. We had to make a quick decision, and I said, let's go here. We'll get close to you. That was the intent all along. I know we're here a little later than expected. Has the conference finished?
Yeah, this was our last meeting. So I'm basically free until I am called back into delegations, which who knows when that will be.
All right. I don't know if you needed to get anywhere, but we shall shortly. We're not sure. We need to check in with Kyle, was it? On the status of our ship. But then once it's ready, we also could take you where you need to go.
Fantastic. I mean, I might just even just bum around the sectors for a while as well with you guys. I haven't had to do that in quite some time. So
please do. It'd be nice to have someone else on the ship.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
Will you be okay traveling without a security escort?
Oh, well, you guys would be my escort at that point.
We've got a commander.
So. We do
have a commander.
Oh, we do. Boy. We have military presence.
That's true.
Everyone has derringers.
I've got this trench coat.
Yes, I do see you're wearing armored clothing. I appreciate the... he knows you have it because he gave you that. But I do appreciate the level of protection you guys actually seem to be having right now. So that is fantastic.
Now, we are not without concerns, though. One of the reasons we found and have laid claim to this derelict is that our mercenary ship we were working for has imploded. Have you heard any whispers of is there war on the horizon, or is it just potential?
Well, there's always wars going on everywhere throughout the galaxy at any given point, but I mean, there's no war here.
We were unable to decipher what caused the explosion, but we're hoping that we can track some information down soon.
We have the black box.
Okay. Well, I mean, the ship that you found, though, is it fully functional? Well, you said it was a derelict, but you're able to fly it. Is it just undergoing some routine maintenance?
It was in pretty rough shape.
So it's getting fixed completely. Okay.
And there were somewhat living organisms on the ship that we had to get rid of.
Define somewhat living.
Well, I stabbed one. It was a humanoid. I stabbed one with my cutlass, and it kept trying to fight me.
Everybody make just flat intelligence checks. Nine for Richard. Okay. Four.
Seven.
Best of four.
Okay, the difficulty was going to be 8, so anyone that got above 8, you're fine. I keep forgetting to tell you guys that I'm supposed to before before that. But okay, so everybody but Squid notices when you mentioned that, and actually yours was going to be a 6 because this is your partner.
Okay.
Everyone but Squid notices that his expression changes a little bit when you mention that, but it changes right back to normal. But it's like a split second that his expression changes a bit hearing that news.
I try and catch Commander's eye to see if he noticed also. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's not like it wasn't a complete look of surprise. Like, it wasn't like shocking he heard that.
Have you seen anything like that before?
No, I've never heard of that before.
Very strange.
Do you know anyone who might have, or any medical officer that is experienced in that sort of realm?
Well, we could always check at the hospital. One of the hospital staff, one of the lab staff might know something. It's hard to say completely for sure, though.
It was unlike anything we'd seen before. It's
not like anything I've heard before. No. I've never heard of
when I inspected
outside of
it,
movies, of course.
No, yes, right. When I inspected it, it was clearly that the man had died.
Did you keep it?
No. We shunted that out of the ship. We were...
That's understandable.
The smell was terrible.
I'd imagine so. A walking corpse is probably not the best smelling thing in the world. Huh. Interesting. Well, I mean, I might have some people we can talk to at a science lab or something along those lines. It's hard to say with complete certainty, but they may know something about that.
Any assistance you could provide would be helpful.
We'll do what we can. And would you like to get something to eat first before we do that? Or
yes.
Would you guys...
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, let's go on the town. It's been too long.
It's going to be, well, my treat, everyone. So he takes you to a very, very nice
this
restaurant.
This is a great day.
Oh, my God. this is an amazing day.
So he takes you guys to a very nice restaurant, pays for you guys' dinner, no, or lunch. It's actually lunchtime about this point. So you guys are well-fed, well, very relaxed at this point in time. And so when the meal is all done, he looks around at you guys and says, well, would you guys like to take a trip? I know you were probably very interested in seeing a science lab after being not inside one for such a long time. And you are also welcome to come, too.
I'd love to. I love seeing new places.
All right. I believe the deal is settled. Does anyone want to check in? This is out of character moment. Does anyone want to check in with Raoul or Kyle?
I'll check in with Raoul.
Okay.
Sure, and I can contact Kyle.
Okay. So you contact Kyle, and Kyle goes, yeah, what's up?
Hey, just wanting to know what the ETA will be on the work on the ship. Just curious.
That's why you're asking. You're hearing a lot of banging noises going on around. And the back guy's like, all right, I mean, it's been like a day, dude. We still got like another week and a half, probably.
Okay, perfect.
I did pull some extra repair drones out, though, so we should be able to get this thing up and running, no problem.
Even if it's not flying, I'd love to know if we could get the communication systems and stuff back online. I'd like to run some diagnostics on the ship, see if we can figure out what happened to it.
Yeah, I can make that a top priority and at least get that part working for you.
Cool.
Probably a couple days on that, but yeah, I'll shift some of the drones out to do that, and then you hear him start shouting at one of the drones, like, no, dude, damn it. Hang on, listen. I'll call you back later, okay?
All right.
Oh, boy.
And, thanks for your help.
And then you call Raoul. Raoul's like, yes, hello? This is Astrid, right?
This is Astrid, yeah.
All right. You guys coming back to go back up to the station? Are you guys just sticking around a bit longer?
We're sticking around a little bit longer. Did you have any plans?
Well, I finished up all the stuff I needed to do. So if you guys are going to be there, you guys going to be wanting to leave like in an hour or so? You think you're going to be there the rest of the day?
I think we're probably going to be here the rest of the day.
Well, I'm going to go back up to the station then, because that's where my room actually is. So just give me a call whenever you guys need to ride back.
Okay. Wow. Thank you so much. See you soon.
Yep. And so communication cuts out there and you guys head to, and again, you're taking a much nicer, you're actually in a kind of almost like a very futuristic limousine-esque thing now that you have Rami with you. And it takes you guys right there. It's a really impressive looking building. It looks like it's made out of like glass, but it is completely opaque. But it's not mirrored.
Sure.
So it's very, so it doesn't reflect a lot of the light, but it's the future. So, you know, anything's possible at that point. So you guys make it to the science place. No problem. They let you right on in. They see Rami with you and they just let you right on in there and takes you up to one of the higher floors. And when you guys approach the waiting desk for that, the security guy behind the desk is like, all right, Ambassador Gutierrez, you can go through. You guys, unfortunately, are going to have to wait here. I was like, that's understandable. It's a security clearance thing. But I'll be back with our friend here in just a little bit. So,
excuse me. I'm a commander in the naval military, and they're with me. I believe we can all go.
Sorry, you don't have... You're retired military, unfortunately, sir. You don't have the security clearance.
Oh, it's okay. I have my card. And I give him the gift card.
Oh, the gift card.
But I flash it real quick, and then I put it back in my pocket.
That's good. Make an intelligence... Do you have deception? No, actually, no, make a dexterity. It's going to be athletics. But you won't get the endurance bonus, but you won't get the -3 penalty to it. Your difficulty is going to be 8.
Okay.
Unless you have like a sleight of hand thing or something like that.
Athletics, endurance.
Right, but it's because you're not doing an endurance thing. This is going to be just because of how quick you're doing it.
Oh, flat.
Okay. So it's a flat. You won't get a penalty, though. That's what I was trying to avoid for you.
You said dexterity?
Yep.
Oh, I got a 4.
Ooh.
Okay.
Sir, that's a voucher for a Denny's?
Oh, this is the... I forgot my other one.
I'm sure you left them on the ship.
We
are his security detail. And Ambassador, you can confirm this. It would be unwise for us to be too far from him.
Isn't that right, Rami?
That actually, Rami's like, oh yeah, that's right. They are my security details. Then the security guy's like, oh, okay, fine. You guys can go through too.
Thank you, sir. I pull my trench coat. Thank you.
I softened them up for you.
I appreciate it. You loosen the lid a bit.
I'm impressed.
All right, so you guys head through, and you're walking through just this kind of line of offices, or just different like little offices. They're not cubicle farms, so there's no cubicle farms. These are just genuinely offices. You see on your left side is this beautiful, huge science lab, 100% clean room. You know, people are wearing like the big puffy, you know, suits with the respirators and everything. So it's a completely sterile environment.
Wow, Aster, look at that.
Yes, quite.
You got a little drool there, man.
And so eventually Rami stops and turns to a door that has the name of William Steinman underneath it. And it's like, well, this is the person that we should probably talk to. And then he's like, I probably should have called to make sure he was here first. No, well. And he just knocks on the door a few times. And that's when you guys finally notice just how weirdly quiet it is in this place. Because everything is so soundproofed. And because so much of the air is like circulated and like controlled and everything to keep any foreign particles out, you guys realize it's really weirdly quiet in this place.
I put my finger in my ear. I'm like,
knocks on the door, like, yeah, you hear it like reverberating all around the room, around the hall. It's a big hallway too, so it's echo regardless. But a couple minutes go by and the door does slide open and you see a rather disheveled looking man wearing a lab coat. Hair's in a tizzy, glasses askew kind of look. Didn't pay for prosthetic eyes. He just got myopia like a normal person. And he's like, Ambassador Gutierrez, what are you doing here? And Rami's just like, well, I'm here to talk to you. My friends, and they have some concerns about something they found, and I thought you'd be the best man to talk to about it. And William looks around at you guys kind of bleary. You're not sure if he was asleep or if he was just like so focused in his work that he just didn't like know that the world existed anymore. But you guys are now he's like, all right, you guys can come in. That's fine. And you go into his office. His office is pretty messy. But it's like an organized chaos. Like he would clearly know where everything is. Mm-hmm. If you were to ask him where something was, he'd find it no problem. But you guys are in here now, and he sits back behind his desk. He takes his glasses off and just starts rubbing his eyes. And it's like, what do you guys got to tell me?
Well, we've experienced something that none of us had ever seen before, which is a deceased individual continuing to move about. We found a derelict ship of which we cannot determine its origin. But there was a dead man who shambled towards us, and we killed him again. Have you heard of such a thing?
He kind of pauses for a second. He's like, yeah, I have. But I didn't know it was true.
Oh, boy.
It's definitely true.
Interesting. You can tell he's starting to kind of like wake up a little bit. There was, I don't remember the name of the company anymore, but there was a company that was dealing with not just anagothics to extend life, but to give it back.
Would I have heard of any companies doing?
Not in the line of work you did.
Okay.
Well, did I make any deliveries to a company?
You did not. It's not a good mystery if you guys already know the solution.
Right.
As a commander, was I privy to any military experiments?
You would have heard of some stuff, but it was all more military based.
Sure.
And they all ended in disaster from the handful you know of.
Sounds like this one did too.
Lots of explosions.
Yeah.
Lots of people explosions.
Okay.
You saw one, we'll say.
Okay. But never one to come back.
No one came back. Right, they were all, right. They all just died.
Unexplode.
And even this was not a life per se. It was reanimation, of course, but it did not seem, it didn't respond to language. It did not seem to have a sense of self from what we could tell.
Just reacting.
If that, it didn't react to the cutlass at all. Commander stabbed it.
It almost reminded me of a symbiotic relationship, such as a mushroom taking over the husk of a bug.
That is a very popular thing that happens a lot in nature, or a common thing that happens in nature.
Not to people, though.
Not supposed to be. There's so many ways, though. There's so many ways it could be done. Oh, that's very interesting. Do you still have it?
We do not.
Absolutely
but
not.
But we do have the ship.
You do?
So it is being repaired, and if we get more information, we will send it to you for analysis if we learn more from their black box or what's going on.
In fact, do you want to check out the ship?
We just said it was under repairs.
We could still access it if we wanted
to. Go in and...
Now, to be fair, there's not a whole lot to do there. Yeah. The systems aren't back online yet. I don't know if I told you all. I talked to Kyle. He said it's going to be at least a couple days before we can access the systems.
But we are still in orbit here. We are at the station, so...
Yeah, it sounds like it's some pretty extensive repair work you guys are doing. Oh, fascinating. Fascinating. Very fascinating. Listen, once you are able to get access to any of the data that is inside that ship, absolutely send it my way, and I will do what I can to... help you uncover this, and if I remember the name of the company that did this, I will absolutely let you know if I remember what it is.
We appreciate you as an important contact.
Thank you.
I'm assuming he has our
way to contact us.
Okay.
Generally speaking, I just assume, like, unless you don't want to, then just tell me. But just assume that whenever it's something like that, you're giving some information so you can they can communicate back with you.
I'm adding to my booklet, William Steinman, scientist about dead people things.
Yes.
Yep.
Company involved.
And then maybe we should name this planet that we're on?
Yeah, go for it. You can pick the name.
Oh, this is on the spot. Pick a name.
Yeah, now you know how it feels.
Ariacent.
Right.
Ariacent. There you go. I like the TH. Ariacent.
Half thought you were going to say Richmond AFC.
Pretty impressive, actually. Okay. Well, you guys are here. Would you like to look at... do any other, this is out of character talk, would you guys like to look at some of the scientific mumbo jumbo going on? Would you like to?
I mean, I'm curious, of course.
Can I just unsuspiciously look around his office to see if I find anything interesting?
Yeah, we'll make it.
I guess while he was talking to us, I could have just been like.
Make an intelligence stealth roll. And we're going to say, because he is talking, so he is kind of distracted, we'll make it a 6.
Okay, so that's my intelligence plus stealth.
Stealth, yep.
Nine.
Oh, yeah. So, like, a lot of his books, like, his science books are just kind of all over the place. It's just random, just different topics from, you know, genetics, biology. There is a... book that does stand out for you. It's a book about density that just kind of really sticks out for you. You really miss those days when you had a densometer, but
I just go
but density. There doesn't see like whatever like work he's doing, it's at his computer terminal, which of course he's sitting in front of, so you can't really look at that, but it's a pretty unassuming office, but he has no idea you were snooping around the book, yeah, around the office. So, okay. But yeah, he just seems like kind of a general purpose kind of scientist kind of guy.
So, Prof, how do you know the ambassador?
I had to speak with him. There was something that we had to talk. It was a disease. There was an epidemic that went on for a little while, and he and I had to talk about that for a little bit. He came to me for some research.
Excellent.
On that, so.
Well, it's great to have a contact who will be able to help investigate with us.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it's going to be a very fun time. for everybody involved there. So
excellent.
And as he finishes speaking that, you guys hear, you guys hear alarms start going off.
Uh-oh.
What's happening?
Professor, what's that?
Oh, someone opened a door they weren't supposed to. It's going to be fine. It's on the floor above us. It'll take care of itself in a moment.
Okay.
Huh.
Okay.
What's upstairs?
Oh, that's where we keep all of the nuclear information. So we keep all of the nuclear experiments.
Do you need to go check on that or anything?
Nah, security will take care of that. Happens all the time.
I'll look at Remy. Remy's
a little concerned.
Yeah, understandably.
darling, do we need to leave? Is this...
Feels like a safe plan.
Let's maybe get back out of here. I don't want you in danger.
That's a good point.
Wouldn't be much of a security utility.
No, this is our job. Let's do our job.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I was imagining myself having my cutlass. Do I not have that?
Yeah, but
do we have all our weapons?
Yeah, we'll say you have them.
Okay.
It's a really interesting security detail when they let us walk in.
Well, you're a security detail.
Of course, we weren't when we got escorted in.
Yes. Do you want to go check it out?
We should get the ambassador to safety.
Yeah, I was going to say, we shouldn't leave the ambassador.
I mean, if you think that he's all right with Esquire and myself, and the two of you would like to head upstairs, we could always split up and reconvene at the front. But
split the party?
Splitting the party.
If you want to investigate, we'll keep the ambassador and Prof safe.
Is that what you want to do?
I mean, it sounds like an adventure.
I see the sparkle in your eye.
All right. I'll escort her up there.
Okay. So yeah, it's all...
Thank you.
So since the emergency situation as far as this lab goes, apparently, is going on, you guys do have to take the stairs.
Do we have ways
which is
to
only
communicate?
Up one flight. He only told you. Yeah, you guys have communicators. Okay. So
Commander,
you guys
keep yours on so that actually both of you keep yours on so we can hear.
Yeah, so you guys absolutely. You guys all have to basically go to the same stairwell because you have to get down, which it's a long way down, unfortunately, taking the stairs until this emergency resolves itself. But if you guys just want to wait in the stairwell while you wait and see what they have to say. So you guys go up the steps and just one flight, because he wasn't wrong. It was one flight of stairs. When you open the door, the first thing you'll notice is that room below, the floor you were just on, was very white, very clean, very sterile. When you open up the door here, when you open the door up here, a red light just kind of bathes out, like it's emergency, like red alert lighting going on. It's solid though the whole time. And you don't have to make any kind of listening check for this, but that is when you hear, and you guys hear this too from down below because how loud it is. You guys hear the sounds of ballistic gunfire going off.